So the first song we're going to hear off of New Comics is called Company Man. It's all about having a real day job, having a couple of careers and working in a corporate structure and facing those beliefs that if you're going to be a progressive liberal person, that corporate world is inherently wrong and that hierarchy is inherently wrong. And this song is challenging, I think, all sides.
You could be just the thing they need. They like the way you keep community. So take those keys and the healthy salary. Trade a little bit of your freedom for security.
Company Man by Chris Gruen. But it wasn't you alone, Chris. You had a couple of folks in there with you. You want to mention?
Yeah, I was really lucky to have those voices in there with me. They are up-and-coming stars for sure. Anais Mitchell, who lives very close to where I'm having this interview with you today, Central Vermont area. She's a phenomenal artist, and she's become a friend, and I was very happy to have her on the record. She's on a couple songs on this new record. And the other voice you're hearing there is Sean Hayes, who is a West Coast, San Francisco area artist, and just a phenomenal new voice out there in the singer-songwriter world. And just love him, and he's also become a friend. he was an artist idol of mine for sure for a long time. I was listening to his records for a while before I had the chance to meet him, and then we became connected, as can happen when you are dealing with a good person in your favorite artist. And he agreed to come into the studio in the Mission there at Tiny Telephone, John Vanderslice's Tiny Telephone in the Mission in San Francisco, where we made the record and sang the song with us.
That's cool. I do have to question your street cred for writing a song about working for the company. Have you ever done that?
I'm working for Goddard College Corporation right now. We're a nonprofit college, but we are a corporation nonetheless, and I hold a middle to upper level management position. And it's been a really powerful experience for me. I mean, one of the most beautiful things about working for a college like Goddard is that you can consider your position as a learning experience, and you can talk to your colleagues about it, and you can talk to your supervisor about it. And, you know, because of the inherent pedagogy behind both sides for the staff engagement and the student engagement, there's this unspoken fact that you're going to grow, you're going to be challenged, you're going to grow from those challenges, and it's to be celebrated, you know, what you come up against in your work, either side of that coin, whether student or staff member. So, you know, I felt great about being able to take some of my experience here and put it into a song that at times sounds kind of dark. But ultimately, it's really about accepting the fact that we live in the societal structure that we do. And if you want to change things, you got to participate. You don't sit on the sideline throwing stones. You participate if you want to make change in a place. And so I'm really, really happy to be working where I do and how I do and bringing everything in my experience to the table.
Just one more question about the lyrics in that song. You say that the company will never love you. Is that your experience with Goddard?
No, not at all, because that's a big picture statement, right? The company will never love you. Actually, it was inspired by a colleague of mine, David Ferland, who, just discussing the concept of corporate structure, I mean, the company can't slow down and pivot around one person's amazing effort or amazing accomplishment or the opposite. I mean, you know, if you aren't able to meet the needs of the position that you're in, you probably lose that job. But in a place like Goddard, it's almost always going to be more of a humanitarian effort applied, and there will be other gains associated, like the relationships that are available to you throughout the process, one way or the other, whether you're climbing up that ladder or whether you're making a separation from the organization. I felt very supported by Goddard, and I walked into this position having been a successful student at the school, so there was this inherent calm about, I felt comfortable here. It was kind of like a home base, although it was a really new experience of home. But I definitely felt like I had some ownership of the mission and ownership of the style of education. So supporting it felt kind of natural. In that way, I definitely feel supported by this place personally.
It's good to know that there's that kind of work with what is actually a corporation. Even if it's a nonprofit, it's still a corporation. And it's wonderful to know that the good options are out there too.